So I'm Daniel McCartan with Chris Snee. He's with the Giants for 10 seasons. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner and a four-time Pro Bowler. So we're here at the Yogi Berra. You just had a great panel discussion on sports and culture and things like that. But I want to go back to the Super Bowl team, Super Bowl 42, 46, both against the Patriots. Second time handing them one Giant loss. That has to be some sort of fulfilling for you, right?
Listen, I'd be lying if I didn't say it was extra special. I mean, listen, winning the Super Bowl is the pinnacle. I mean, that's what we train hard for. That's what everyone dreams of. I dreamt of that as a little kid. But yes, to also include the fact that we, you know, prevented a team from going 19-0, and that is extra special.
That's awesome. So you guys, you are part of, the Giants have only won four Super Bowls in history. You were part of two of them. What makes those teams and that era so special?
You know, I think we just had a great group of guys, a group of guys that worked hard. You know, I know this sounds very generic, but they worked hard. They loved the game. You know, we all had tremendous passion when we showed up to work. And I think that means a lot. You know, I think everyone is talented, obviously, when you get to that level. But if you have guys that truly, you know, love the game and, you know, don't want to let the other guys down, it goes a long way.
So you're on the field. David Tyree makes that catch on his helmet. What was the first thought that came through your mind?
You know what? That whole play was a blur. And if you look at, I get a lot of heat because I didn't block anyone, and we could have a debate about, you know, whose fault that was. But I just wanted to sprint down the field immediately because, you know, we're taught, you know, if there's a questionable call, you go down and you get the next playoff. So, you know, I ran as fast as I could, and I honestly didn't see the replay of the play until I got back to the hotel.
That was an awesome catch. I was in my dorm room. We were going nuts.
Yeah.
My next question was, and I think you already answered it, do you bring the rings out for special occasions only?
I do. I bring them out. Listen, they're not comfortable to wear. I'm not a jewelry guy. You know, I wear my wedding ring and maybe a watch every now and again, and that's it. But, I wear them at events where I think people will want to see them, especially Giant fans. You know, I feel that it's a special moment that we can share and I can talk about the games with them.
Very cool. So last year you were inducted into the Giants Ring of Honor, one of 39 Giants ever. What does it feel like to be honored in that capacity?
You know, now I've had time to reflect on it, but at the time it was very surreal. You know, I felt that, you know, I was a guy who had just retired, a guy that, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel like I can still play. So,
yeah.
You know, but for me to be, my name to be up there with those names that are up there and be up there forever, you know, it still is overwhelming to think about, and every time I walk in there and look up and see it, you know, I get chills, and it's very, very cool.
Well, now you're going to see your name next to Tom Coughlin's name, your father-in-law. Does that make it extra special?
Yeah, I mean, it does. Every name from that era that goes up there, because I definitely think that was, a tremendous group of guys and led by, you know, a Hall of Fame coach, and just be one of many honors that he gets, and the day that he got that message from the Giants told him he was going in the Ring of Honor. That's what I said, just the first of many, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of honors he'll receive, and rightfully so. You know, just a great coach and a better man, and, proud to say I'm the son-in-law.
Well, with a very strong family dynamic, too. All 11 grandchildren showed up to the final game wearing, you know, Coughlin's crew sweatshirts. How important is the family dynamic between, you know, the Coughlins and you now?
You know, very, very tight family. You know, when you talk about the football aspect of it, you know, that's the world they've only known. You know, my wife grew up in that, where she knows how her dad would be a Monday after a win or a loss, and more importantly, knew how to deal with me as I became a player in the NFL. And, you know, the moods I would go through and how tough the game is physically on me and emotionally. So, you know, to have her support throughout my career was great. But to be in that family, such a tight family, and, you know, really a family that loved, you know, having him on the sideline and you know, just cheering on his teams. This will be a difficult fall, you know, with not him being involved in the game. But at the same time, there'll be less stress. You know, we won't be so stressed out every Sunday for a game.
Was there ever a football disagreement in a personal setting between you and him? Like at a barbecue, you're like talking about something and you disagree?
You know what? No. We rarely talked about football. And if we did, you know, the funny part is that I think we see eye to eye on how the game should be played and how guys should conduct themselves. And
yeah.
And so therefore, there really wouldn't be much room for an argument, you know. So no, there wasn't.
So what was your favorite, because we've heard Eli Manning yell out a lot of code words at the line of scrimmage. I've heard red alert. Hey, what is that? What does red alert mean?
It's just, you know.
Waggle.
I don't think I've heard the word waggle from Eli, but red alert is just changing the play. You know, the award, you heard the word alert. Obviously, everyone in any setting will perk up and pay attention. So that just it's no different on the football field. When the word alert comes out, you know that there's a change to be made.
So what was your favorite code word through the years, 10 years playing?
I don't know. I mean, we've used, food, like taco, burrito, there's a lot of calls. You know, honestly, a lot of the calls mean the same thing, but a lot of verbiage in the game event in football.
And just to wrap up now, do you keep in touch with any of your players, your former players from the Super Bowl teams?
Yeah, actually, I'm mostly linemen. Richie Soibert and Sean O'Hara I still speak with. And, Eli playing. It's funny, there are very few names that I still played with that are still with the Giants. So Eli and Zach Diassi I'll touch base with. But, it's always fun when they have the alumni events and we get back together because then that's where all the stories are shared.
Yeah, so Eli Manning, just because you touched on him, he said that the Giants are definitely a playoff team this year. Have you been following them, and what is your opinion?
I'll be honest with you, I haven't been following them. This has been the first, and it's probably because Coach Coughlin not being there that, I'm taking a year off. But I have not followed them. But I'll always take the approach that as long as Eli is the quarterback, they're a playoff team. And that's just because I know who he is and what kind of player he is and the confidence I have in him.
So, all right, Danielle McCartney and Chris Snee from the Yogi Berra Museum.
There you go.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.